Well, Alan, another season up and running, and delighted to have you again talking about Tyrone. And I'm sure a lot of Tyrone people are looking forward to 2016. And I suppose with the first three games in the McKenna Cup, that appetite has whetted even more.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It was business as usual for Tyrone in the month of January, with the three wins over Queens and Antrim and Derry. And I suppose the big thing about it from the county viewpoint is the fact that they introduced a good number of young players who, I suppose, it is hoped will come through and make a big impact at senior level over the next few years. And I think the important thing to remember is that this is a very crucial year for Tyrone, and maybe to some extent even more crucial than last year, because last year, if you can remember, with getting to the All-Ireland semi-final, it was a very unexpected level of progress. But this year, maybe Tyrone are being expected to do things, and that brings its own pressures, because, you know, you take Division 2 of the National League, they'll be expected to come out of that and probably win promotion and probably win the title as well. And then if you look at the Championship, well, they've Derry in the first round, and then they have I think Armagh maybe in the semi-final. So again, there's a route there that would suggest that if all goes according to plan, and certainly Tyrone have laid down their stall in relation to this, they should get promotion back to Division 1 and get to an Ulster final. So that brings its own pressures.
But having said that, and you mentioned quite a lot of young players coming in, but quite a lot of them are coming from a successful All-Ireland winning under-21 team.
Yeah, that's true. And if you were to look back on last year, the All-Ireland under-21 win was probably the turning point from a Tyrone point of view, because there was a lot of pessimism around following their performances in the National League, and then obviously the fact that they were relegated. And suddenly this team, this under-21 team came through and won the All-Ireland, and that raised the level of optimism within the county, and it hasn't really dropped since then. And you have the likes of, you know, you look at the likes of Mark Bradley, Cahill McShane, Lee Brennan, those boys that, you know, Harry O'Connellan, those boys that are all young players coming through, and already they haven't established themselves as starters on the senior team, but they certainly have established themselves as panelists and players who you can use at any stage.
And in terms of the three games so far, who of them has come out and put up their hand and says, look, I want to play for Mickey Hart's first team?
Yeah, well, I think, I suppose there's a couple. Jonathan Munro from Carrickmore, a son of Raymond, has done fairly well. Harry O'Connellan hasn't been so bad as well. Lee Brennan, even though he's been there before, has made a good impact. Harry O'Connellan, as I've mentioned, Padraig McNulty, those are all boys who are reasonably new to the panel, and I think have that ability to make a mark whenever the Championship and the League comes round. Richie Donnelly, obviously, another fella, obviously was in the panel last year, but really this year, especially against Derry last Sunday, is somebody who has, you know, who's shown a lot of potential. David Mulgrew from Ardbow, a star minor from a couple of years ago when they got to the All-Ireland final. He's still a teenager, I think. You know, those are the types of boys who are coming through and are really saying to themselves, and it's been said to them, this is your time.
Having said that, you know, youth is great and exuberance is great, but you need a little bit of experience as well. Of the older guard who has come, I know most of them have played, or quite a few of them have played, and there's still a few to be seen yet before maybe the McKenna Cup is out.
Yeah, I suppose it's amazing, because when you think of the older guard in relation to Tyrone, you probably think of the boys who were members of the All-Ireland winning teams, and the reality is that there's only a very small handful of that team that's still around. But obviously you're looking at the likes of Peter Hart, you know, a minor in 2008, 7 years on, is at the peak of his career. He's there, still going to be obviously a massive player for Tyrone this year. Sean Kavanagh, still going to be there. Cahill McCarron, Aidan McCrory, you know, those are Justin McMahon. And then you go down to maybe a slightly younger age group, but players who've been around for a while. Darren McCurry in the attack, Connor McAlaskey, Matty Donnelly. Those are all boys who who have proven themselves last year in terms of their ability, and they're now leaders, and they've replaced that older guard that retired, you know, between 2010 and 2013. And they're now leading the way, and just how far they can lead Tyrone is a matter of debate. But
anyway, looking ahead to tomorrow's game.
Yeah, Fermanagh, what do you say about Fermanagh? I suppose they are the team of the moment, and they'll probably think, well, if there's ever a time that they can beat Tyrone, this is it. I don't think they will. I think Tyrone will have enough and more than enough in reserve to win it, not comfortably, but by 3 to 5 points. And I think that Fermanagh obviously have made progress under Peter McGrath, got to the All-Ireland quarter-final last year. Good achievement, but I think the reality is that Tyrone are still a step or two or three ahead of them, and I don't see a surprise outcome on this occasion.